Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Berman with news and commentary for Thursday, September 12th. Breaking news, a hearing examiner dismissed an ethics complaint against Port Townsend Deputy Mayor David Faber today, saying the complaint, allegations and innuendos do not support the alleged violations. The letter from hearing examiner Peter J. Eglick states there is no ethics code violation while conceding if there was a violation, it was minor. The complaint filed by the D'Amico family alleged that Faber had a conflict of interest in his roles as an attorney and as a city councilor. Faber argued that his representation preceded the related council action by several years and there was no conflict. The hearing examiner agreed, saying that the D'Amico family failed to provide the specific evidence to support their claims. This is a complicated story, and we just heard about the letter minutes ago. A deeper discussion of the issue will most probably appear in an upcoming edition of the Peninsula Daily News and in next week's Leader. Derek Kilmer, who represents Jefferson County in the U.S. House of Representatives, has issued another statement in support of gun legislation that would presumably stem the flow of recent mass shootings across the country. Kilmer points to a recent bill passed in the House calling for universal background checks, which he said is supported by 90% of the American public. He characterized the bill as common sense and has a petition on his website calling for the Senate to take action. As he has done throughout his political career, Kilmer frames the issue through the eyes of his own young children. In a press release, he said that he was disturbed that his daughter was forced to participate in an active shooter drill. "It broke my heart," he wrote, "that elementary school kids were having to go through this exercise." Gateway Park, meant to greet visitors to Port Townsend, must be finished in time for an art dedication on November 2nd. It's been something of a mess since construction began in early summer, although through traffic on Sims Way has been basically unaffected. One business, Propolis Brewing, has reported an access problem for its customers, but Laura Parsons, one of the project's managers, said the crews are doing everything they can to maintain the access. This includes signs and arrows pointing the way. Parsons said that construction is always a moving target, with several phases taking longer than expected. The November 2nd dedication date, she said, has been in place since January. The Jefferson County Visitor Center, which also has lost one side of its access, is still drawing a steady stream of visitors, according to one employee. The $780,000 project is primarily grant-funded. As a result of the new park, visitors to next year's Thing, Centrum, Film, and Wooden Bow Festivals will begin these events with a new experience. Locals who want to attend next week's Port Townsend Film Festival but can't afford passes can volunteer in order to gain access to the films and events. In a Facebook post, marketing director Jan Halliday said that people who want to attend an event can volunteer for the festival in order to earn a festival pass. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman, and don't forget tomorrow's dedication of the dog park at 4 p.m. on the Mountain View campus.